Spirit of the Lord is moving and giving us a little pep in our step.
Because Lucas is trying to keep me from having any accidents up here.
I teach Sunday school all the time without a microphone, so I should be fine with my hands loose. Amen. We're going to go to Philippians chapter 3, where we're going to start tonight. I'm going to endeavor not to keep you very long. I understand it is Thursday night, and I understand people are tired. And I get that. And I got just about 20-minute nap before church, and it was amazing. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And it made all the difference for me this evening. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, it says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this the one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Let's pray this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be in your house tonight, Lord, here on Thursday evening service. I thank you, Lord, for those that have chose to be in your house tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for the spirit, Lord, that we've already been feeling, Lord, that spirit of encouragement and worship, Lord, just picking our spirits up. I pray to God that you'll continue, Lord, to move through this message that you've laid on my heart. And I pray to God you'll use it to encourage us and edify us tonight. We give you all the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm just going to tell you right now, it is a little odd to be in the pulpit without the microphone in my hand. Amen. I just want to preach for a little bit this evening on maintaining momentum. Maintaining momentum. And as I begin to study just a little bit about momentum, we use the term quite a bit, but I don't know if we give a lot of thought as to actually what momentum is. And so as you look up the definition of momentum, it simply means, I went there expecting a great, you know, definition. Momentum is simply mass in motion. And I was like, wow, you know, I was a little underwhelmed. I'm just telling you that, I figured it was something a little bit more, but no. Momentum is just simply defined as mass in motion. As Paul's writing to the church at Philippi, he says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." What Paul's beginning to talk about here is a couple things happened. Something in his life, in which we know what it is, changed the course of his life. It altered his life, and it caused him to begin to embark on a walk with God. But Paul didn't just begin to look at his walk with God as simply a walk. Paul looked at his relationship with God as something that he pursued, something that he pressed, something that he pushed. You know, I kind of think that if ADD was a thing, Paul was probably that. Because it seems that he was always working, he was always going, he was always moving, he was always furthering the gospel. See, what Paul was saying here, he said, "I forget the things that are behind, I reach forth to the things that are before, and I press." What he began to talk about was, in order for him to maintain a walk with God, he had to maintain momentum. All right, I'm going to leave you for just a minute. Is that okay? I really just want to see how long you guys are going to sit here while I'm gone. Well, you never know. I may be gone for a while. You guys didn't get up and walk around while I was away, did you? I was waiting for you guys to start shouting or something. All right. It's Thursday night, so we get to have a little bit of fun in church. Is that okay to have fun in church? Okay, good, good. All right, so I'm going to give us a demonstration tonight of momentum and maintaining momentum. Now, how many is familiar with the game of golf? Miniature. Actually, I think the last time we played, you won, didn't you? Oh, never mind. Okay. Oh, Sarah won. I forgot about that. In the game of golf, it's a lot of fun. If you never played, it's a lot of fun. It's the only game where you can lose your sanctification and gain it one stroke after the other. You can love it and hate it all at the same time. Well, for tonight's demonstration of momentum, I'm not going to use the driver. We're not going to use the irons. We're going to use the only club that's really safe to use indoors. And it's only safe if a professional uses it. I don't have any of Brother Lucas's golf balls in here. He lost all the pink ones the other day. So momentum is simply a mass in motion. Well, and I got to thinking about that, and I was like, well, we understand that momentum is when something is moving, but what is it called when momentum occurs? That's what I wanted to know. I said, well, what's it called when something is put into movement? Well, the scientific way to say something has gained momentum is to say it has a collision. When something has a collision, it begins to put it in motion, which then begins to cause momentum. So when Paul was saying that this one thing I do, he said, I forget those things that are behind and I reach for those things that are before and I press. See, what happened in Paul's life is he had a collision. And that collision put him into motion. And I'm going to get to a few other things in a minute. But what happens in our life when we get saved is we have a collision. I say, okay, does anybody know the proper way to hold a golf club? Lucas does. Okay. You take your left into, if you're right-handed, if you're left-handed, this doesn't work. But if you're right-handed, you take your left hand, take your index finger and lock it in with your right pinky, just like that. And all the fingers need to align down the shaft. And when you do that, you don't wind back and you don't drive a putter. I'm just telling you, I've seen the putt-putt guys on the course, and man, they get wild. You step up to the ball. This is called addressing the ball. I don't have anywhere I'm specifically going, but I want you to observe what happens when a golf ball has a collision with a golf club. It gains momentum. See, when we have a collision, God begins to place us on a path. And that one's probably going to do more of what I want it to do. You see, every time that we have a collision, we gain momentum. But see, the problem with momentum is it's limited by friction and gravity and forces that pull against momentum. See, momentum it's maintained by mass and velocity. See, when we had a collision, when I first hit this, the golf ball moved quickly. But as it began to move across the carpet, friction occurred and it began to slow it down. See, the only way for the golf ball to continue in a course is to hit it again. You know, the whole point of golf is to hit it again. And then some of us hit it again and again and again and again, you know. But eventually, the ball quits moving. You see, what Paul was talking about was he understood that when we have a collision and it affects our life, we generally move at a pretty rapid pace. You know, when we see people come in and they get saved and they're all excited and it seems like they move at a rapid pace. But then after a while, it seems that we get used to the flow and we get used to the course. And if we don't have another collision, you end up running out of momentum. What happens when the golf ball runs out of momentum? it stops. Well, see, the one back here, it actually collided with something. See, it really didn't run out of momentum. It hit something that was greater than it. So there's times in our lives where it seems like we're maintaining momentum. Anybody ever hit what we call a roadblock? Where it just seems like you're just flying right along and all of a sudden, boom! It's just... See, right now, the only way to move that golf ball again and put it back into motion, we're not moving the sound booth. We're going to change direction. There are some times in life when God interrupts our momentum. And the reason He interrupts our momentum is because He wants us to have a change of direction. You see, I'm kind of the type of person, I will continue to maintain until I'm interrupted. I'm just that kind of person. And normally in my life, when God directs my paths, He normally has to give me an interruption to get my attention. Anybody that works with me will understand, I can be very single-minded. In fact, I demonstrated it just tonight. I can't have two conversations at one time. My wife will testify to that. She tries to have a conversation with me, and I don't know who else I was having a conversation with, but apparently it wasn't her, and I was teasing. But sometimes God gives us interruptions. Actually, I'm not teasing, but God gives us interruptions in order to redirect. So what Paul was saying, he's like, it's important that we keep momentum. In Hebrews 12, chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, he says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." So, what happened here, and I covered it just slightly, is while we're running and while we're maintaining momentum, we have things that slow us down. You know, I used to be skinny. They're skinnier. And I used to be pretty fast. And sometimes I get out there and I prove I'm still fairly faster than young boys, but I can only prove it one time. I used to be able to prove it over and over and over and over again. What happened? Well, I got some stuff that now, it weighs me down. No pun intended. Paul was saying, in order to maintain momentum, you've got to lessen friction. You know, sometimes when you put a heavy object in motion, it goes faster. Let's say if you put a heavy rock in motion going downhill, a heavy rock will go faster than a light rock. Well, what happens if it starts going uphill? A light rock will actually travel further than a heavy rock, because the weight slows it down. You know, there's sometimes in our Christian walk where we've been on the mountain and we can, it just seems like we're just coasting, we're in free fall. You know, anybody ever been in free fall in your Christian walk? It's just like, la-di-da, you know, there's no effort that has to be made. You're just moving. And then all of a sudden you crash. And then you try to go again. Well, Paul was saying we got to lay aside every weight. Now, weights, I ain't here to preach about weights because I'll get to go way too long if we preach about all the weights. What I am here to talk about is the friction that slows us down. See, that's why we come into church on Thursday night, because we've been dealing with friction all week long. You encounter way more negative things for your Christian walk throughout the week than you encounter positive things. And that's the unfortunate reality of living in a sin-filled world. And so sometimes we have to have what's called an impulse. You see, also in the law of momentum, and as Isaac Newton was writing all this down, he began to talk about something that was called an impulse. And an impulse is something that impacts an already moving object. You see, it's a collision if it's a stopped object. But it's an impulse if it's an already moving object. Oh boy, that'll preach a little bit, won't it? You see, when we're already moving, in order to maintain momentum, We have to have an impulse. How do you get impulses? Don't be impulsive. Many times we're impulsive. Hey, can I tell you this? When you're impulsive, I shouldn't swing this golf club around. Does that look threatening? Okay. Let's put it down like this. I'll make it look like an old man in a cane. But we're not impulsive. If you're impulsive, guess what happens? It alters your momentum. You know, if you're on a budget and you're pressing towards a goal and you're an impulse buyer, how quick do you think you're going to get to that goal? You're never going to get there. You will never get there. And Sister Sarah's glaring at me. She's saying, preach it, brother. It's the same way as Christians. If we're impulsive all the time, we can't maintain momentum. But an impulse is simply another touch of energy to a moving object. Paul said we have an unction from the Holy One. There are times in our Christian walk, if we're going to maintain our momentum as Christians, we have to have an impulse or an unction from the Holy Ghost. That's why we come to church. That's why we assemble ourselves together. That's why we begin together, because there are times that, guess what? We're not maintaining momentum. We're slowing down. And Lord, help us if we've stopped. We don't want to stop at all, but there are times in which it seems that we're just slowing down, and we have to have an impulse from the Spirit to begin to speed us on our way so that we can maintain momentum. See, Paul had a little bit more to say too. He talked to the church of Galatia in Galatians 5 and 7. He said, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" Who hindered them? They hindered themselves. What he was saying to them is, there was a time in which you had a collision and you maintained momentum, but somewhere along the way, you never had an impulse. There was a time in your life in which you functioned well, but now you didn't maintain momentum. You see, as Christians, we got to make sure that we're maintaining momentum, because it becomes easy to just kind of coast to a stop. Do you know there's only one vehicle that's been made that cannot cease to have momentum and be a safe motor travel? It's an airplane. The only way an airplane operates is if it goes forward. There's no reverse on airplanes. There's no stopping. You know, you can stop if you're driving down the road. You can stop your car. You can put it in reverse. I don't advise doing that on the freeway, but you can do that relatively safely. An airplane, though, you cannot stop it mid-momentum. What happens if you stop an airplane mid-momentum? Boom. It has one of those kind of bad collisions. What Paul was saying is that if we're going to successfully run, if we're going to successfully live our Christian walk, if we're going to be what God has asked us to be, if we are going to be Christians in the day and hour that we live in, we've got to learn to maintain momentum. And if that involves getting out and hitting the golf ball every now and then just to remind yourself about collisions and momentum, you know, go ahead and do that. But what it really involves is daily devotion. It involves church attendance. It involves loving God above all else. It involves saying no to self and yes to Him. All of these things help us to maintain momentum. And if we're going to press and we're going to win and we're going to make it, we have to maintain momentum. Amen. Who wants to go get them golf balls and bring them back? Brother Jason. Go ahead, Grant. On the golf course, ain't nobody wants to go get my balls. They're like, you go get them yourself. Maintaining momentum. You can stand to your feet, Sister Lindsay. Come back to the piano tonight. I don't know, that scripture is just sticking in my mind as Paul's talking to the church there at Galatia. I don't want to be one of those that they look at and they said, well, you did run well. I want to be the one that says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to be a part of that crowd that looks on at the so great a cloud of witnesses. Those that have already maintained their momentum. They have made it to their final destination. They have finally earned their reward. And the way that heaven says that is that they look on to all the rest of those that are the called of God. And they're cheering us on, church. They're saying, you can make it. You can maintain it. You can live holy in this day and hour. But it takes an effort to maintain your momentum. Amen. Let's gather in these altars tonight. Let's have us a time of prayer. Let the Lord bless your heart tonight.